Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Darry Davis here at Higher Heights Ministry Center, right here in the city of Danville, Virginia. You are about to hear a phenomenal message. I want you to subscribe and I want you to share it and be blessed.
Go to Romans. Thank God for our pastor. Thank God for his lovely wife. Thank God for my wife. Thank God for all the elders, everybody in the building. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming. Hi, guys, give our visitors a hand, amen? Thank you for joining us today. Thank you. Give our online family a real hand. Come on, make some noise. We want to say publicly, thank you so much for sharing and coming to our general convention. Didn't we have a time? I said, didn't we have a time? When I tell you, it filled the place so much so that some people came in the house, amen, on yesterday, and they said, it feels like glory all in here. I said, Lord, thank you for residue. And I want to talk about the glory of God, amen? That's what I want to share with us today, amen, the glory of God. Because sometimes, amen, we weigh things against other things. We do comparisons. We compare this to that. But we want to make sure we're doing it right. Amen. The glory of God, hallelujah, cannot be compared. I say the glory of God can't be compared. This is something that most churches don't realize. Amen. I don't want to just worship. I don't want to just sing. I don't want to just music. I want the glory to fill the room. We want the glory to fill the room. Is that right? So much so that the minister came minister. The glory filled the house. Amen. Go to Romans, will you please? Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter and 18th verse. Amen. And I'm going to go on through this. It ain't going to take me long. The glory was so important, Pastor David, that David said, whatever you do, don't take your spirit, your glory from me. Whatever you do, don't take your glory from me. Amen. Romans 8 and 18. Amen. Sometimes we get so... Amen. Focus. Somebody said focus. Focus on what we're going through. And that is the job of the enemy, to get us so distracted that we live something greater than the other thing. Because if I can live something greater, that means it takes priority. It takes my attention. It takes my focus. Is that right? But Paul recognized something in Romans. Amen. Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, servant of the Lord, had went through something to declare the glory of God. Amen. He preached, amen, to folk, amen, that didn't believe that he had been changed. He ministered to people that didn't believe in Jesus. So much so that he was whipped and thrown into prison. Amen. He went through a lot of stuff. Somebody said a lot of stuff. Let me tell you, beloved, everybody in here is going through something. Let me say that again, because you think you're isolated. You're the only one going through. But look at your name and say, everybody's going through something. Everybody, go ahead and throw it on out there. Everybody going through something. They might look like the Huxtable family, but there is something going on in the house. You look like it's a marriage that is just picture perfect, but everybody's going through something. You might look like the pillar or the biller. You look like the speaker of health. You just all healthy, but you don't know. Everybody's going through something. Because people don't tell you everything don't mean they ain't going through nothing. There is some people keep it to themselves. There are some people suffer in silence. They don't tell everything. They don't post everything on Facebook. But I'm so glad whatever I go through, it can't be compared to the glory. Come on, somebody. Let's read the scriptures. Amen. Amen. It comes out of Romans 8 and 18. Amen. Romans 8 and 18. Amen. The scripture declare, for I reckon that the sufferings with us. Somebody says sufferings. That means you just don't go through one thing. But how many know every time you get over one thing, here comes something else. Y'all talk to me in here. I need some real people in here. You think you over one mountain and here comes another mountain. You think you done went through a one valley and here come another valley. Didn't I just go through something? But I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, that means right now, right here, come on now, are not what? Worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. God is going to use us for the glory. Amen. It will be revealed in us. Look at your neighbor and say, oh, yes, it will. It will be revealed in us. Many times we are babes in Christ and we stay down and babes in Christ. Amen. And what do a babe in Christ do? Amen. A baby cries. A baby is waiting to be served. A baby is nursing. Amen. Drawing. That's what a babe does. So when they go through suffering or they go through something, it's always crying and moaning. Amen. It's always needing help. Pray for me. You pray for me. Can somebody pray for me? You see their post on Facebook. This one hurts. Needing people to comment on it. They need to be lifted up. I'm not bashing anybody. I know, amen, every now and then we need comfort. But I'm saying every time you go and do something, you moaning and complaining. But how many know God is raising up an army? Come on, somebody. I said an army. We got to grow in Jesus Christ. We got to mature in God. Am I right about it? Amen. Because when you really mature, what you go through sometime, amen, you carry it with a smile. You lift your head up and you realize that God brought me through that one. He can bring me through that one. Can I get a real church in here? Amen. When you really mature in God, amen, you realize that one pain that you went through last year and another pain this year, that God is still able to heal your body. God is still able to touch that situation. I want to talk to a real church because sometimes, amen, we retreat back into baby state, that we need prayer, we need moaning, we complaining. Amen, about the suffering. But let me tell you something good about suffering. Now that's, amen, an oxymoron because I said something good about suffering. Because many folks said there ain't nothing good about suffering. But how many know when you go through for God, amen, you get the glory. I said the glory is revealed in you. I said the glory comes through you. Can I use the scripture to help support what I'm saying? There was a man in the Bible, amen, where the disciples came unto him. Amen. And he was lame, amen, and could not walk. From his mother and father, amen, it was back when he was born. The disciples said, who did sin? Because this guy can't walk. Somebody must have sinned. That means he had to go through suffering. Amen. He suffered because he could not walk like everybody else walked. Amen. He couldn't go to food line. He couldn't go to Walmart like everybody else went. He couldn't go to school like everybody else did. He couldn't go to work like everybody else did because he was born that he could not walk. But I'm so glad, amen, it was revealed that he didn't sin. I said he didn't sin. Nor did his mother, nor his father, that God might get the glory out of his life. If you really want the glory that God is going to reveal in you, you got to go through something. I said, you got to go through something. Everybody don't want to go through something, but if God going to get the real glory, I said, if God going to mature you up, God going to build you up, look at your neighbor and say, you got to go through something. I feel like preaching in here because you're looking at me strange. That last sickness you went through, did God get the glory out of it? Yeah, because when he bring you out, you'll be the first one in church that God is a healer. You'll be the first one on your job say, God brought me out. You'll be the next one at the family reunion said, I was sick, but God delivered me. I feel like preaching, Sister Paula, because I want God to get the glory out of my life. I want God to get the glory out of my life. Look at your neighbor and say, I want him to use me. It shall be revealed. I said, the glory gonna be revealed. How in us? in us. Because when you go through something, and I said, when you go through something and you know who brought you out, the next time the devil come in your way, you can say, God, you did it last year. You can do it again. God, you healed me last week. You can heal me again. I reckon that the suffering of this present time, I'm talking to a real person. Look at Dennis, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you. I said the suffering this time. You ain't got to tell everybody your business, but I know you're going through something. You ain't got to spread it on Facebook or Instagram, but you're going through something. But I said, I reckon. What do reckon mean? I believe. Yeah, I consider. I feel. I guess. I suppose that this suffering that you're going through, I believe that after a while, somebody said after a while, God gonna get the glory out of it. I said, God gonna get the glory out of it. After a while, Lord, have mercy. After a while, you don't know the deadline. I said, but every suffering has an expiration date. I feel the Holy Ghost telling somebody, you are right at your expiration. You right there at expiration date. If I were you, I'll praise God that trouble don't last always. I'll praise God that sickness don't last always. I'll praise God that, oh my God, I reckon that the suffering of this present time cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. It's going to be revealed. Who is going to be revealed to? All the naysayers, all the doubters, all the haters. It's going to be revealed. All the ones that said you won't coming out. All the ones that say you're going to lose your mind. All the ones that say you're going down. The devil is a lie. It shall be revealed. It shall be revealed. He prepares a table right in the presence of my enemies. It shall be revealed. The glory shall be revealed. When you suffer a while, the Bible says he's going to establish you. He's going to raise you up. And listen, beloved, don't ever get in a place where you despise suffering. Come on. I don't want to go through nothing. I don't want to go through it. Baby, you're going to go through something. You living in a real world. You're going to go through something. I'd rather go through it for the glory of God than my own flesh. Okay, let me make it plain. Some folk are going through because of their own flesh. They made decisions and they're going through for their own self. I want to go through because I love God just that much. I love God just that much. I love him so much that he can trust me. Let me make it plain because you don't understand what's coming out of my mouth. Job won't bother nobody. Job was minding his business. Job loved God with his whole heart. Job did what was right. Job was making incense. He was burning candles and incense for his crazy kids. Won't bother nobody. Sons of man came to present themselves, and Satan come likewise. Ain't that what the word say? God said. Somebody said, God said. This was God talking. God said this. God said, have you considered my servant Job? There's going to be time. You know what? I just want to be one of them that God can recommend. They say, he ain't going to curse me. He ain't going to turn his back on me. The devil said, just like many of us, the only reason you serving him, the only reason he's serving you is what you're giving him. He the richest man in the East. And the only reason he's serving you because he got gold, he got silver, he got stuff. Somebody says stuff. God said to him, said, go ahead, try. The devil took all his stuff. Somebody said, all his stuff. All his stuff was gone. Then he came back to him and said, well, he can curse you, but you got a hedge on him. He said, do everything, but you can't kill him. He put sores on him. He gave sickness, came on his body. His friends came. Somebody said, those friends, here they come. I believe Job was financing them friends. Man, I'm just paraphrasing. Y'all help me go there. I have imagination. Because Job was rich, and you know, them friends came around, you know, can you lend me some? Can I hold some this week? Mm-hmm. But soon as Job was down and didn't have nothing to give him, you must have seen something going on. The money wagon has sure slowed up. What you do, Job, to stop the funds? Miss Job came. Said, I can't go to Rippy's. You ain't got no money. What's up? Macy's is out. They ain't taking my cards no more, Job. What's going on? All my good shopping is gone. What you done done? You might as well curse God and die. We ain't got nothing. But Job made in his mind, this suffering, I reckon that this suffering can't be compared to the glory that God is going to reveal. God must be up to something. I know somebody in the house said God must be up to something. Oh God, I felt that. I need you to tell another neighbor, God must be up to something. I'm not going through just to be going through. God is up to something. Every now and then, God got to do something to weed out some stuff. Y'all going to get with me today. I tell you, look at you and say, oh yes, he's weeding out some stuff. I found out when you get sick, you could be sick for 2 days and folk will call you. Bring your suit. Stay sick for a week. They're thinning out. You might get a call, you might not. Lord, if you're sick for a month, look at you and say, poor thing, you on your own. You on your own then. Job had went through. But he said, though he slay me. Come on, somebody. I said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm going to wait until my change comes. Job didn't understand what was going on, but he was a testimony of scripture in Romans 8. I reckon that this suffering, this time, right now, is not even compared to the glory that's going to be revealed. Look at your name and say, you're going to see the glory. All you got to do is hang on in there. I need somebody to clap your hand. Say, hang on in there. Hang on in there. Hang on in there. Hang on in there. This message is for somebody because the enemy wants you to give up right here at the end. I know I'm talking to somebody. I ain't even guessing. I'm talking right at you. He wants you to throw in the towel. He wants you to give up. But I believe that Minister Terrence, he told me, he said, count my blessing, because sometimes when you realize how good God is, it gives you the strength to hang on in there just a little while longer. If you can't see the goodness of the Lord, sometimes it'll get you a point where you want to give up. But look at you and say, I can't give up now. I can't give up now. I want the glory to be revealed in me. That I hung in there. I didn't give up. I want the glory to be. I want you to take a trip real quick. Real quick. Take a trip. Take a trip over this last year. How many times did you want to give up? How many times you said enough is enough? How many times did you say out your mouth, I can't go no further? How many times? Now, think that same thought pattern. I want you to think, how many times did God bring you over that thing? Shy my God. Every time. Every time. Every mountain looked as scary as the other mountain, but God brought you over. Did I get my subject? I'm sorry, I didn't get my subject. I made it personal today. Y'all don't mind if I make it personal. I made it personal. God gave me a personal message. My message today, the title said, I can't compare. I can't compare. I can't compare what I went through to what God is doing. I can't compare all the suffering and pain for the glory that's going to be revealed. I'm better because of it. I'm stronger because of it. I'm wiser because of it. I need somebody to repeat me real quick. I'm stronger because of it. I'm wiser because of it. And I'm better because of it. I need you to repeat me. I'm stronger because of it. I'm better because of it. I'm wiser because of it. I need you to clap your hands and say, I'm stronger because of it. I'm wiser because of it. And I'm better because of it. The devil meant it for my evil, but God turned it around for my good. Stand to your feet, everybody. You're watching me right now at your home or wherever you are right now. You listen to me on podcast. I want to send a special message out to you. Don't give up before the victory. Don't give up before the victory. You'll be surprised how many people regret their decision because they made a decision out of their emotions. Don't ever make a decision out of your emotions. You'll make the wrong one. Don't ever let your emotions. I'm talking to somebody real good. Don't ever make a decision out of your emotion. I'm mad, I'm gonna leave. I'm mad, I'm out. I'm mad. Don't ever do it. Seek God in all that you do. He'll direct your path. Am I talking good in here? Bishop, you don't know how hard it is. You don't know how hard I had to go through. We all had to go through something real tough. But guess what? Don't ever make decisions out of emotions. I'm hurting. God is a prayer answering God. I can't compare. I need somebody to say, I can't compare. What I want you to do, say it again, I can't compare. I can't compare. I thought I was comparing back then and said, well, you know, this is rough and it's hard. But look at it. I'm better because of it. I'm stronger because of it. I'm wiser. Those friends that I thought I missed, I don't miss them. I said, Lord, if I lose my friends, I'm going to be a lonely person. The devil is a lie. How many know God give you something better than what you left? Come on. Hallelujah. This message is for somebody because you're looking at the bad, you're looking at the tough, you're looking at the rough. And God says, stop looking at the rough. I got something better for you. Hang on in there. Grab your neighbor by the hand, tell him, hang on in there, hang on in there, hang on in there, hang on in there, hang on in there. If you don't mind, turn around, tell somebody else, hang on in there. Hang on in there, hang on in there. You might be watching me, but hang on in there. Hang on in there. Hang on. Don't give up. Love your family. Do good to your family. Don't give up. Right when you get ready to give up, God is going to bless you. He's going to send you something that's going to blow your mind. I got a witness on the front row. Amen. Oh, yes, he will. That will blow your mind. Don't give up. I do believe this message for all of us. I reckon. I believe that this suffering of this present time cannot be compared to the glory. Don't let the devil do it. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for a word that speaks into our spirit. Thank you that we're not just shallow, but we want to dig deeper. We want to say, Lord, feed us. Help us in our hard places. And God, when the glory be revealed, we'll give you the glory. We'll give it back to you. It'll go right back to you. Touch every mind, every spirit in this place right now. Give us the faith and the strength to endure. Help us to hang on in there. We love you, God, because you always comfort us. You always send the Holy Ghost to comfort our spirits. Thank you, God. that you're concerned about us so much that you don't even let us give up. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you turn it around for our good. You make us look at it another way. Thank you, God. We pray, God, for our online family, that you will strengthen them now. I can't compare what I've been going through to your glory. I can't compare. To live for you is glory. To serve you is glory. Touch them now in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, those that are going through, in the name of Jesus, touch them. That sickness, whatever they're going through, might turn into glory. That pain, that suffering will turn to glory. Thank you, God. We'll give you praise. We clap our hands and we say, thank you, Lord. Come on, somebody, just bless him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I need you to clap your hands one more time and say, I'm going to give God all the glory. Use me for your glory. Yes, I will obey. I'll go all the way. Use me for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for watching us. Amen. Online family, we love you. Amen. Join us anytime. If you want to be a blessing, it's on the screen how you can do it. Higher Heights, give our online family one more good. God bless you. We love you. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember to like and share. And if you would like to stay connected, please subscribe to our podcast. Also, please follow us on social media through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Or visit us in person. We are located at 236 Parker Road in the great city of Danville, Virginia. If you would like to give to our ministry, please click on the link below. Thank you again and enjoy your day.